For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visited the United Nations on Friday to make it clear that there would be no sanctions relief for North Korea until its leader carries out his promises.
The countries of the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
The FBI is in possession of a recording between President Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen. The two men were talking about a payment for a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, who allegedly had an affair with the president shortly after the birth of his son, Barron. Earlier, former Trump campaign spokesperson Hope Hicks had claimed the Trump team had said that they had no knowledge of any payments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board are both investigating what led to the fatal accident involving a duck boat on a Missouri lake that killed at least 17 people. NTSB spokesman Earl Wehner says they will inspect every aspect of Thursday's deadly incident.
Our investigation is comprehensive. We'll look at the vessel. We'll look at the operation of the vessel. We'll look at the people involved. We'll look at the environment.
A dangerous heat wave continues to scorch parts of the south central United States. Medical experts are asking people to be aware of the warning signs of heat exhaustion, which Dr. Gil Salazar says can come quick.
Just feeling malaise, some headache, nausea, and vomiting. Those are symptoms not to ignore.
Temperatures in parts of Oklahoma and North Texas are expected to reach as high as 109 in the next couple of days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Secretary of State is weighing in on the second summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is fully in support of a second meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin in Washington.
It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Pompeo made his comments after briefing the United Nations Security Council on the status of the North Korean denuclearization effort. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Senate Democrats are working hard to develop a strategy to try to delay or stop the Senate from confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. With more, here's John Clemens.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas addressed the issue of the Democrats seeking documentation on the extensive career of Judge Kavanaugh, from Supreme Court clerk and attorney on the investigation that led to the impeachment of President Clinton, a senior aide to President George W. Bush, and as an appeals court judge.
20 Democrats have already come out against his nomination, so obviously they don't need to see any other documents. 5 of them did it before he was even named, so they were just against anybody that President Trump might nominate.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.